This is On Call with Dr. Sydney Miller on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
In studio with me, Dr. Ian Bradley, talking about workplace stress, workplace performance, organizational factors that make all the difference. And Ian and I were just mentioning in the break here the contrast between healthcare worker in a non-supportive environment, to put it mildly, and Frank, who delivered bread and yet worked in a fantastically supportive environment, and how difficult it is to go to work in a bad place.
No, exactly. And the length of time, as we were saying, other than sleeping, probably working is the next most important thing that we do in our lives. And if it's not a happy, fulfilling experience, then we're going to be in trouble. It was interesting, too, in that last caller, Frank, how we were talking about discretionary effort, where he, on his own, took that extra step. Right. And that's a great example of discretionary effort. So it's not in your job description. You want to do it, but you're motivated for your own reasons. You want to do a good job. And that's the kind of employee that you want as a boss, as an organization.
Right.
And you don't get that in kind of employee unless you do those four things that we talked about.
Right. I was saying, to bring it full circle, we almost started off the show talking about the things, targets and training and measurement and recognition It's giving you my hypothetical employer is going to go, why should I put time into this? And, well, there's your answer, because you're going to get guys like Frank who are going to put in extra effort to save the business.
Yep. Yeah, that's so true.
514-790-0991. We still have time for you to call Dr. Bradley and ask your questions about your work environment and whether it's supportive and enriching or not and what to do about it. I have a question for Dr. Bradley about that myself. 514-790-0991. Star Talk, that's star 8255 on your cell. That's a free call on Bell Mobility. You can also text us here for a quarter at 514-800. My question, actually, it isn't a personal one, but what do you do if you're in, I imagine I'm speaking for a bunch of my listeners, where you do have an issue at work and it's not the best work environment, and the issue is with an employer, and it could be if it's a family business, even the owner of the company, but you have a legitimate issue. How do you bring it up?
You come and see me. No.
before you have to take the step of going for outside help, how can you approach a problem when you are in the employee position, not the employer position?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to think about it. And I was semi-serious when I said, come and see me, but go and talk about the problem to somebody. I mean, one of the things that we know as psychologists is that problems are difficult when you're embedded in them. Mm-hmm. And when you take the time to reflect about a problem, when you're able to talk about the problem, then you can put it into context. So think about the problem, talk it over with somebody, and then go to somebody in your company, either in human resources or your own boss or higher up or a colleague, and present the problem. Present it dispassionately. Present it focused on the issues. Always tell people that make sure that you understand that the company is there not for your own benefit. The company is there in order to make a buck. That's the whole idea about a corporation and any non-profit company, any for-profit company, is that they want to make the bottom line. So that the suggestions that you have to make have to recognize that fact.
Right.
But in recognizing that, you say that if you're satisfied and if you're committed, then that bottom line is going to be better. But I wouldn't start there. I wouldn't start with your dissatisfaction. I would start by how your problem is related to a lack of productivity, and that's your concern and that's your focus.
I think that's very well put. 514-790-0991, Star Talk, that's star 8255 on your cell if you have a call for a question, for Dr. Ian Bradley. You were saying earlier on that you didn't like the term burnout. You found it a negative term. We know there's a lot of people out there listening on the show. Let's put it this way. Everybody listening to this show and pretty well everybody out there probably knows somebody well who's on a burnout, right?
Sure.
So,
yeah.
And you were saying that the idea of resting without doing anything
is disastrous.
Disastrous.
Sure.
You know, not even mincing words there. It's disastrous. Why is that?
Well, I think there are many examples of that, but you alluded to the idea that when I was doing sports psychology in the last two seasons of the Expos, I used to see players that were on the disabled list. So these would be great baseball players, and through no fault of their own, they'd have an injury and they'd be watching the games. And it was just an interesting process to see. They weren't participating. It wasn't for psychological reasons. Invariably, it was a physical reason. But as they were watching the games and not playing, and as time went on, their own confidence just deteriorated. So that they would watch a routine ground ball being fielded and then wonder, my God, how can I ever have done that? Or how could I ever do that? So the danger of rest is that it takes you away from the workplace and it reduces your sense of confidence. Our sense of confidence is based on, it's kind of short term. It's based on what we've done recently.
Right.
And we base it not in terms of how much mummy loved us, but in terms of how effective we were and how good we were and how competent we were recently in the workplace. And when we lose that, then we're going to lose our confidence. So rest by itself is a recipe for disaster. And regrettably, when people go to their physician, the physician is well-meaning. He or she wants to protect their patient. But the physician oftentimes doesn't understand the organizational context, doesn't understand right. the work environment, and hears only one side of the story and quite easily recommends time off work, 2 months of rest or 4 weeks of rest or something renewable like that. And that on its own, as I said before, is a recipe for disaster. Right at the beginning of a workplace disability, we have to think about what the problem is. We have to problem solve. We have to move this person not into the role of a medical patient who deserves medication and rest, but somebody who can be an active problem solver.
I think
with
that's
somebody
beautifully
else,
put.
Right? Or with human resources or with other colleagues in order to say, what was the problem at work? What can we do to make things better? And how can we all win from this
right.
situation?
And if there are personal things the person's bringing to the workplace that are not helpful, how can they work on those? I love that
sure.
idea. So the moment you take a leave, if you need a leave, it's when the training program begins
really.
To really get you back to work.
Yes, yes.
In a healthier way.
Exactly, exactly.
I think that's a wonderful notion. And unfortunately, as you say, sorely lacking.
Yes, exactly. Too much of it regrettably degenerates into this quasi-legalistic debate as to whether the person is really burned out. Or the insurance company, in order to save money because they're writing the checks, they would have their own psychiatric expert or other medical expert come in and interview the patient. And the patient is in a funny position because they have to argue, yeah, I really am disabled. I
right.
deserve my check. And so they're going against their long-term interest. And
absolutely.
So much of this is shifted away from what is the original workplace problem to a problem of diagnosis. So for that reason, I'm not terribly keen as to what the label is, because it doesn't matter in my view whether it's depression or burnout or stress or anxiety. There is a psychological problem at work that has to be addressed, and let's put
absolutely.
Our heads together to try to solve that.
Ian, I wish we could put our heads together longer, but we are out of time. You want to give out your number quickly so
sure.
if people want to reach
it's
you.
It's in Montreal, 514-867-4807.
867-4807.
Right.
Ian, thank you so much. I hope we can bring you in again sometime. It's been wonderful having you here.
It's been fun.
Coming up, we're going to be talking about seasonal affective disorder. We've changed the clocks. Are you about to get depressed? My name is Dr. Sidney Miller, and you're listening to On Call with Dr. Sidney Miller here on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.